You're listening to Come Curious,
the one where we expose each other.
How are you today, Reed? You've had a bit of a 2 days.
I'm feeling good today, but had some investigations. I had another transvaginal scan, ultrasound scan today. Ooh. And yesterday I had my smear test, motherfucker. So proud of myself. Yeah, proud of myself for getting like one of the biggest ADHD tasks done and out the way with, because it's so fucking hard to go to the doctor about anything medical, especially when it's genital related. So yeah, feeling very proud of myself for getting some really difficult tasks out the way with, booked in, done, very important. My last smear test had HPV. Which, again, yeah. I was reminded that HPV by the doctor was something that generally goes within a year, which is why they don't really consider it an STI anymore, because I think it's like 80% of the population have it.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect men at all. Men can pass it on, but it does affect women, and it can lead to some other bigger, nastier things. So we just need to make sure we're getting our smears done so they can check if we're all good down there.
Yeah, it's really, really, really important. I think it's really amazing that you're getting all these vaginal checkups and stuff, because we've got to keep on top of it. I got an STI test a couple of weeks ago at this point. And out here in America, obviously, healthcare is super expensive, and I think it puts people off from doing their sexual health checkups. There are free clinics. Mm-hmm. There will be a free clinic in the city near you. I just went to one in Palm Springs called DAP Health, and they were amazing there. They were really so lovely. And they gave me the most extensive test that I've ever done. Like, they literally tested me for absolutely everything. There's this new STI, which I'm gonna completely butcher the name of because I don't really remember it.
But what is it?
It's called like GM something.
Oh shit, that's not one. I had the microscopiomyomis one. The one I was like, what the fuck is that? Jesus, they keep coming up with them.
STIs.
Yeah.
So make sure you get yourself checked. And when you go, they won't test you for these new ones because they're not as common. But if you mention them, then they will. If you want to be tested for everything, just say, hey, I've heard about this new one, and would you mind testing it? He did tell me that the GM one, whatever it's called, is more common in men, but we tested for it anyway.
Yeah. And we also understand how scary it is talking about STIs and genital health. It is terrifying because we've been made to feel so much shame and fear around it. It is normal to get an STI. It happens. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person. Doesn't mean that you should be shamed for having sex or not using protection. It is part of being human. It is part of having sex. It just happens.
Exactly.
Of course, protect yourself. But if you get one, like, don't demonize yourself and then avoid telling other people because you're worried about what they think. Like, it's just part of the sex life.
Yeah. I've been getting super comfortable with telling people about my HSV-1 status.
Yeah, nice.
Something weird happened, though. So you know how, like, in the UK, they test for herpes using a swab when you have an outbreak, and they don't test you for it other than that.
Yeah.
But in America, they test you through your blood.
Crazy.
Which can give you a reading for it, even if you don't have an outbreak.
Huh.
But when I got tested, it came out negative for both HSV 1 and 2.
Okay, that's crazy. But we have heard before, and I don't know how legit this is that like herpes can, what's it called? Like it can just like, you just cure it in your body. It can become less and less and less, and so it's not there anymore.
I've obviously not spoken to a doctor about this, and a few people messaged me about it on Instagram when I mentioned it. Basically, a lot of people were saying it can lie dormant in your body. A lot of people from the UK are confused about me even saying this because they test it completely different in the UK.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it could mean that like it's so dormant in my body that I'm not having outbreaks anymore, and I'm not viral shedding. So there's no viral load. It's like when you test for, this is probably a wild thing to say, and I'm just talking out my own ass. But like, you know, when you talk like test for HIV and you're taking all the meds and stuff, it's undetectable.
Yes, yeah. And like, you basically don't have HIV, but you need to say you do because it's still there, but it's not there. You can't pass it on anymore.
Exactly. You have it, but you can't pass it on. So that's what I was wondering, whether I feel like we need to get a doctor on the episode to ask them about this, because it's quite random that I got negative results for HSV1 with blood tests. I don't think this means that I don't have it anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go out there and never tell anyone ever again. Yeah. I think it's always safe to be like, hey, I was diagnosed with this when I was 21, but this has also happened since. So I'm pretty, you know, I haven't given it to anyone before. And this, you know, you're most likely safe, but you can't ever say that to anyone. There's always a 0.1% chance that you could pass it on.
Yeah, so. Even if it's never cropped up again. It's hard to know, because all the information out there about herpes is so complicated, so confusing. There's so many grey areas because it's not one size fits all. Maybe one person who has it, it might actually be gone and they might not do any viral shedding. And another person who's had it for years and years and years might still maybe pass it on. It's just, it's hard to tell, I guess, from person to person.
Exactly. I think obviously the safest practice is to look out for outbreaks, look out for viral shedding as well, because you can feel it. And also, make sure you get tested if you feel like you've got a sore or anything, and do diagnose to your partner just so that they're aware of it also.
Yeah, I have HSV1 on my neck, and I noticed that it almost like I can feel when it's like there with the viral shedding when I have COVID, which was really fascinating. Yeah. I was like, that's why I was like, I'm sure that I've got COVID because I've got, and then I lost my sense of taste. So yeah, I was like, okay, it's fucking COVID.
But yeah, wait, other than that, I have some exciting news, and that's that I cut my nails really short and they are ready for some pussy action.
Oh shit. Okay, so why did you cut your nails short? For the poo-poo. I didn't want to say poo-poo, let me rephrase that. For the poussoir. Imagine that's what we the new fucking lingo for pussy. I cannot.
No. Absolutely not. Because I want to be safe.
Jesus Christ.
I want to make sure that I'm giving Annie the best, most comfortable experience possible with my fingers. Keeping them clean, keeping the bacteria away.
Nice.
No scratchy inside the vaginal walls.
Yeah, that's so good. You should get yourself latex gloves. And then, tell me about
it. I will if she's into that.
Yeah, fair enough. Oh, so good they are.
They're
so fucking good. But that's really lovely of you, because I know how much you love your nails, and they were your natural nails as well. So to get rid of them for somebody, that's such a beautiful romantic gesture. I love
it. It is pretty romantic. I actually went for a manicure with my dad yesterday, and he was getting his nails done next to me, and I was like, you know, just got to get my hands lesbian ready.
Yeah.
Just to my dad.
How did he react? Was he okay with it?
Yeah, he was just like, oh, yes.
Nice. I love that. Love a supportive dad. Yeah.
Funny. Nice one. He's probably just like, what does that even mean? Like the calculating meme.
And then he clocks and he's like, oh, Jesus.
What did you just say?
Yeah, excuse me. I love when dudes go to the nail salon, get the mani-pedi. I've invited Jacob next time. I'm going to go with Jacob, because it's like, it's pampering and also nice, and sort your fucking nails out. Sort your fucking nails out, yeah.
Men need to take better care of their nails, especially if they're putting their fingers in pussies.
Oh yeah, okay. Anyone, regardless of gender, if you're putting fingers in pussy, you need to look after your nails. Also, again, I'm bringing it up, but be aware, if you are vaping all the time or smoking all the time, that smoke and vape is going all over your fingers and could affect pH levels. I got fucked up with my ex all the time, thrush all the fucking time, because of the serial vapist that he was.
So in this episode, we are very, very excited to be bringing back the Truth or Drink game. the episode that we did where everyone found out that I fantasized about tickling Reed. Now
I actually died.
Bringing it back because the episode did so well.
It did well.
Well, obviously, us embarrassing ourselves and exposing ourselves is really entertaining for you all. So we're going to do it again.
It got deep, guys. Like, I cannot even tell you. It all came out. It all came out of the woodwork. We went in. You have to listen to this episode.
If you haven't
listened to it yet, go back, listen to that. And then this is the second part of more questions because, it was, we were screaming with laughter.
Oh, and we were in person together. That was really lovely. Even more orcs, though, to be fair.
Yeah, it was. I think that's probably what made it worse was that we were literally face to face.
Face to face.
Rather than, you know, face
to laptop.
Internet
to face.
Yeah.
So basically what we're going to be doing is asking each other questions that are just awkward as hell. And it's based on the Truth or Drink episode we did for The Cut 4 years ago, which actually feels like it was way longer ago than that.
For only 4 years? Okay, it felt like a billion years ago.
So yeah, that's basically it. But I don't know, what's our forfeit if we don't want to answer the question, Reed? Because last time, in the last episode, you said that if we don't answer, we have to run down the hallway naked because I don't drink.
Yeah, but we answered everything, right?
We did. And obviously we're going to answer everything because we don't hold back. But if there's a question that is too much, what do we have to do?
Run outside and scream at the top of our lungs, I'm into the poo-poo.
Okay, that's a good one. Okay, because I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I've got like neighbours and people. It's got to be a scream though, as loud as you possibly can.
Yeah, and I'm
because you're in the desert as well. I want your neighbours to hear it. I'm into the poo poo. No, this is
okay. Let's go. Do you want to ask the first question, okay. Reed?
Right. Oh, this is just so fucking deep, man. Like, Emma's got us by the balls. Okay.
Okay, go.
Okay. I fucking love this. Would you rather have sex with me or Jacob?
This is so harsh.
I know.
I know my answer quite immediately because you're like my sister, and I'm like, it would be better to sleep with Jacob.
My boyfriend, Florence? You want
your boyfriend?
You want to fuck my boyfriend over me?
Your boyfriend.
Wow.
Although we got so close to fucking when you were here in.
Yeah, that recording desert, that last episode.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I was nearly close to fucking then. I was like, excuse me, you want to do what to me? Okay, well, hello. But honestly, the bondage thing, maybe we're both just mad lesbians for each other and we just haven't unlocked it yet.
We haven't realised, but we've actually just been in a lesbian relationship
yes.
for 10 years.
Yeah, we just, an asexual lesbian relationship.
Yeah,
but like we need cuddles and stuff and we don't really cuddle each other.
We don't
as much,
because it feels awkward.
Yeah, because of it. Maybe because we fancy each other.
why does it feel awkward? That's what the therapist would say. What are you trying to hide?
What are you hiding? What are you trying to, like, mine would
why
just be like,
awkward?
Yeah, I don't know. Why is it awkward?
I think
you don't
for me,
have
currently it would be easier to fuck Jacob. So that is still my answer.
Yeah, that's.
But
totally
I'm not ever. I'm not saying that I wouldn't fuck you for money. You know,
for money,
for the content,
for money. Like someone's like bribed you, blackmailed you. You must fuck. But yeah, for the content. Yeah,
for the content.
For the content.
Like, if you and Jacob came over and you were like, "Let's have a threesome for the content," I'd be like, "We'd make a lot of bank."
Yeah. It'd be like you'd just be fantasizing about the money.
Yeah.
Oh, threesome. That would be unusual. That would also be Jacob's motherfucking dream come true, I am certain. I'm fucking certain. Remember, he was a fan of the podcast for 2 years before I met him.
Yeah.
That literally, he would die. He would fucking die.
Yeah. Okay, so I've got the next question for you. Do you think I'm a couple or a throuple kind of gal?
What? Okay, this obviously, this question.
This is deep. And also very hard.
This is really deep.
Thing.
Yeah, it is hard because I would immediately go for a couple person.
Yeah,
because
me too, usually.
You've been in only couples before.
And
you get like the, what's it called? The tunnel vision, the hyperfixation. Mm-hmm. And also time, like finding time for so many people's fucking hard doing what we do. Actually, not just doing what we do, like in anyone's life.
Yeah.
It's hard.
For sure.
I don't know how you're managing it now. You're doing a pretty fucking good job.
Doing a great job.
But that doesn't mean to say that you aren't a throuple person. You just haven't had the opportunity yet.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know if I'm a couple person or a throuple person.
Mm.
Like, this is all very new, and so far it's working very, very well. But who's to say in the next few months I might be like, you know what? I think actually I just want to focus on one person.
Yeah, wow.
Or leave the throuple and find another relationship.
Yeah, who knows? Or just, you know, live on your own with a bunch of dogs.
Yeah, all that. All that. But I just, no expectations for relationships these days. And that's where it leaves you, apparently.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Very exciting.
Mm. I feel like nobody knows if they're in it. They're up for doing a throuple until they actually do it. You have to literally relearn how to be in a relationship.
Yeah. I mean, I would always say you're a throuple person more so than me.
Oh, thank you.
I always thought that you could be in a throuple. I was always like, yeah, Reed at some point is going to be in her poly life relationship.
That would be my dream.
I never thought that I would be in a poly situation ever.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll see. We shall see. It's exciting. See what the future has to hold. So exciting. Okay, how much money would it take for you to sleep with me?
We kind of just was talking about this.
Yeah, but how much? We want numbers. We need the data. Okay, so like,
I just think it would make us a lot of money.
It would.
If we did do it.
It would. Okay, what if it wasn't a lot of money? You know, like, how much would you not sleep with me for, you know? Like say 500 quid. Would you?
That's enough.
Exactly. Thank you. You wouldn't sleep with me for 500 quid?
No, that's like, no.
What about a grand?
We think in OnlyFans.
Yeah, we've got terms. OnlyFans brain, yeah.
Yeah. Grand? Yeah. Right. Yeah, I'd hope to earn more than that, but...
Brutality. You wouldn't just sleep with me for free.
Well, doing what we do, it wouldn't really make sense to do it for free, would it? Would you sleep with me for free?
No. It's too risky. It's too risky on our friendship. But what if we did couples therapy and the therapist was like, I think... to get over your issues and to progress to the next level, you need to fuck. Would you do it for the therapist? Think about your therapist now.
Sense.
Think about your therapist now. If he genuinely said that to you, like, I think you just need to fuck her.
I would say, I don't think so. I think I do need to do that.
I don't fucking think so. I don't think so. I'd be like, huh, okay, right. What? Why? I need reasonings. I need more information. But yeah.
I think what would be a really great amount to fuck you for is 5,000.
I was thinking, I'm so glad you're on the same page. I was thinking 5,000. Like 5 grand sounds just like such a nice round number. Although, you know what? In my head, I'm thinking 5 grand for the both of us split.
Oh, so, I was thinking.
Yeah, 5 grand. Yeah.
For each.
Wow. It would take you 5 grand to force yourself to fuck me. Jesus. Okay, if any super duper fans are out there and wants to watch Florence and I fuck, then yeah, just send over 10 grand.
Yeah.
And we will fuck for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the answer to this question, I think.
Yeah. If someone genuinely said that, though, okay, I'm trying to think, like, genuinely, if someone was literally like, I will give you 2 grand each and I will fly one of you to the other person for free, would you do it for 2 grand?
And we're being filmed at the same time.
Well, I would want to film it because I feel like, you know,
exactly.
We've got cash in on the OnlyFans money as well. But I was thinking he would sit there and watch it.
Oh, they would watch it. I see.
Yeah. Both. Let's say both. He's watching it.
No,
and...
it's still 5 grand. I want 5 grand.
5 grand. Okay. All right. Couldn't persuade everybody. We tried, but you know. Okay.
My question. Have you ever pissed yourself for pleasure?
This is also such a deep fucking question, bro. Jesus. Fucking hell. Fucking Jacob's going to have a field day with this episode. Yes, I have. Many times, yes.
Many times?
Yeah. When I was webcamming, I did a lot of, like, piss play content, and people loved watching me wet myself.
Oh, I didn't know that you'd done that.
Yes, yeah. I even once got in a bath with my friend, and we both pissed in the bath, and we're, like, splashing around in our own piss, covering each other with piss. We were both gagging, but it was still really fun.
Nice. I mean, yeah.
That's okay. That's a safe answer. I feel safe saying that. The other stuff I'm not so sure about.
Oh. Yeah, just saying that like...
Yeah. You're
not going to give us any more though?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay, so everyone, Reed has done a lot of pissing herself for pleasure.
Oh, well, I mean... I wouldn't go as far as to say that. I wish.
I mean, you had the bladder orgasm recently, so...
I need to have more of those. That was insane. That actually blew my fucking mind.
Next question. Okay. I'm ready.
Do I ever pop into your head while masturbating?
I mean, that's basically what happened when the tickle fantasy happened. But like,
I don't know if I can hear you talking about this.
Only because sometimes really weird shit pops into your head whilst you're masturbating.
Yes.
You're like flicking through this like weird Rolodex of like the weirdest shit.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you're like fantasizing about your co-host.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, yeah, I hands up to that. Yeah. You have popped into my mind when I masturbate.
More than once?
Not that often. But, like, probably more than once.
Shit.
Because right. I have a very weird mind when I masturbate.
I don't think
it means anything, so...
Yeah, it's just like dreams, right? It's subconscious.
Yeah. It doesn't mean anything at all.
Just means love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just means that we're very close.
Yes, it does. It means that we're very close, yeah. I was thinking about some fucking weird shit last night where I was like, I can't tell a soul. I can't.
Yeah, no, those things that I've thought about that I cannot tell a soul either.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about me whilst you masturbate?
I wish I could say definitively that yes, I have, but I don't know if I have.
It is one of those things where it's just like, you see, I have such a visual memory that I... have a picture perfect memory of that moment, which is weird.
I feel violated. Like you were thinking about me in a no. I'm actually really honored. I really love it. Thank you.
Of course you do. Narcissist tendencies.
Yes. So get up.
You're like, of course you fucking masturbate over me.
Yeah. Of course.
Who wouldn't?
But bro, it's weird if you don't. Yes. But no, I don't know if I have masturbated.
I'm actually offended. Really? I've never popped into your mind when you masturbate.
I rarely masturbate over real people. Rarely.
This is where we differ. Because my masturbation is never like me watching something. It's always me thinking about crazy fucked up shit to make myself come.
Like in real life? With real people.
Yeah, with people I know.
Yeah.
It's never people that I don't know.
Yeah, my porn looks like AI porn, you know, like everyone's not really real. I've just like made them up in my head, apart from the person that I'm dating or seeing or in love with, or maybe a TV crush every now and again, or like a film actor that I really fancy.
That's
but...
wild.
Yeah.
I can't imagine
Not real. Sometimes I'm not even real. I like know it's me, but it's not me. It's really interesting, yeah.
Yeah, my masturbation's very much based in reality.
Mm.
Okay. Who has been your best fuck ever? This could be a really deep question.
It could be, but thank God it's not. Jesus Christ. Oh, I can quite happily say at the moment that Jacob absolutely is the best sex I've ever had. But yeah. If I hadn't met Jacob, then things would be complicated. It probably would have been my ex and that one night stand that fucking blew my mind. That was like the first time I ever experienced like somebody tickle fucking me at the same time. And I literally like had so many tickle-gasms. It was just insane. Really cool.
That's really sick. I don't even want to answer that question back.
Yeah, please. Please answer it.
But there's a lot of different factors to this, because obviously I have said that the best was my last relationship, and that first fuck was really good. But like, who's been my best fuck ever? Doesn't feel right going to that person at all. But yeah. I think that my current setup now is a good foundation for the best fuck ever. Maybe the threesome will be the best fuck ever.
It takes time. I think it takes time. If you're having the best fuck ever the first time you fuck, maybe it's worth looking at. Because, like, why? Because theory, it's not supposed to be. You don't know each other's bodies. You don't know how to pleasure each other physically as best as you should be able to, or get into each other's psyche. It takes time to work at it.
Well, I feel like also my last partner had just this, like, thing in his mind where he was just like, I have to perform. And this has to be so good. And, there was lots of research into what I like and, like, you know, all of those things. Mm-hmm. And because there was this toxic nature of it as well, I guess that's why it was like, whoa, this is so good in the moment.
Yeah, because it might not have been the best sex for him if that was the case. Maybe he was so caught up in his head that he was like, it has to be perfect. I need to get it all right.
Well, apart from I feel like we both said it at the end.
Oh, yeah. Fuck,
and maybe
man.
Him saying that first was like, to me, like, oh, yeah, I think this was for me as well. Sometimes I do that. My brain just like, if someone says, oh, this was the best time ever, I'm like, yeah, it was the best time ever. You know, there's like some kind of strange spectrum-y brain thing happening there. Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah.
What?
What advice do I keep ignoring from you?
Oh, my God. Oh, this could be deep.
This could be deep. But it could also be healing. Like, tell me.
I mean, I've stopped giving advice about certain things, I would say. Like drugs and alcohol stuff.
Yes, partying. Yeah, doing too much.
Is there anything that I've been saying relationship-wise that you still do? I don't feel like I try and give you that much advice these days. There's more of like a, you're going to do you, and I don't want to be judgmental of the way that you live your life.
Yeah, I feel you. I also think a part of it is actually realizing how different we work, you know? Like, there are some things that I do that will be annoying to you or will have annoyed you, but now you've accepted that as part of like either who I am or like maybe the neurodivergence or like whatever, like ADHD or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Because I do remember we've had deep conversations before about how maybe I overtalk, I don't let you get your word in, I can cut you off. And so I have worked on that before, but sometimes sometimes I don't, because my brain is like, oh my God, like too overexciting.
I mean, want to finish your sentence, I definitely still have moments where I get frustrated at that.
Yeah, which I don't blame you, because it is fucking frustrating.
Yeah. Sometimes it's okay, because I'm like, oh, it's okay. This is the day I sit back a little bit. Relax. But then other times it's like, especially if there's a guest that I really want to ask questions to, and I'm like, no, you're over talking on them, and I'm like, they have something interesting to say. But is that advice that I've given you in the past? So I don't know. But I have also just stopped saying things.
Yeah,
I don't like to be critical of you. So
Well, there's a difference we've learned throughout our relationship. There's a difference between being critical and making like snarky remarks to actually sitting down and having a full conversation about something. And we found that like it's those tough conversations that work, that actually help us to change.
Yeah.
Rather than like calling me a narcissist on the podcast.
Oh no.
Call me out like that, bro. Because like, that's actually it's just like fair personality disorder. So yeah, I was like, oh shit.
You know what that is? It's like, because you joke about it yourself. So I'm like, oh, cool, yes. I can joke about it too.
Yeah. I feel you.
And maybe it is a little bit of a jab. A bit of a jab.
Well, maybe you were genuinely hurt that I hadn't masturbated over you, you know? Like, no, that wasn't
no,
it.
No, I
it
didn't
was,
say that.
It was, yeah, no, it was me being excited that you had masturbated over me.
Yeah. And I was like, of course you fucking... That was a joke. That is a joke.
That was a joke.
But maybe I've said it in other moments where it has felt not like a joke.
Yeah, I think
but
so.
But also, it's a painful subject for you. I understand that joking about it is not a fun thing.
Yeah, I'm also triggered by it. You know, I'm also like, oh my God, that's the reason why my ex and I didn't work out and why he believes that I was I'm all pure evil and I did struggle with that diagnosis. But that's not to say that you think any less of me for having.
And it also helps me actually understand you more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like I can accept things about you. Yeah. And like the fact that you think everyone fancies you.
I do, yes.
Of course she would, because that's the explanation.
Yeah.
So for me, it's just like, mm-hmm. that makes you make sense without being like, wow, she thinks everyone fancies her. What an arrogant twat. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, that's why you feel that way.
Yeah. And also, like, I'm really happy in my delusion thinking that everyone loves me. Like, I don't understand why anyone would want to be on the other side of that. I love thinking that.
Yeah.
Like, it's a positive. It makes me feel confident. It makes me feel like I can pick up the phone call and speak to anyone, or like,
yeah,
be like my fucking full authentic self on a date or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let me know if I'm ever able to joke about it again.
Yes. You can joke about it when it's in a positive light.
Okay.
But if it's a negative joke, then it doesn't feel good.
No. I'm sorry for using it as a joke.
You know what? I just realised that we're on a podcast recording this, by the way. It feels like one of our like deep chats. Like
this is
one
a
of
deep
our DMC
chat.
Yeah, DMC chats. Like,
this is a deep chat.
This is how to handle
guys.
Yeah, this is therapy. How to handle having an issue with like a close friend or a partner is speaking about it, understanding each other's side.
Exactly.
And that's what we've been trying to do. I mean, like, it's so
also
hard,
fuck
though,
what
bro.
Anyone else thinks. I think that's really, if you've got these diagnoses and stuff like that, it's just like, yeah, well, if I'm happy, then fuck y'all. I accept you.
Thank you. Yes, I think that's what we both learned. We both accept each other and our flaws. We're like in that true love phase where we just love each other regardless, and we're not
exactly. We're family.
Like, on it. Yeah, we're family. Ohana. Ohana means family.
Yeah. Is there anything that I've ignored from you advice wise
not that I can think of, apart from, and I don't think you've ignored it, but apart from, like, you know, when we have a conversation or in text and you can be really blunt back and I'm like, yo, what's going on, is everything okay? And you're like, it's fucking fine, man. And I'm like, okay, it doesn't sound fine, but okay, I will try and respect that. And it feels like you're angry at me. But like, I know that you try not to do that, but I know sometimes you do, but I don't blame you for that. I don't think you're ignoring my advice. I think that's just like the way you are. It's the same thing. Accepted that a bit more.
It's the way my mind works. All right, let's go to another question.
Yeah. How are we feeling after that little like moment, that check-in? How are we feeling?
Yeah, I feel fine.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
No, I think it's a good thing to talk about that. I'm guilty of that.
Yeah.
That.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Did you want it to go further when we were together?
As in, like, together on the last
when moment? when we were tied up together.
I was seriously fucking considering it. I was so horny, and I was like, okay, is there a way that I can make this work in my mind? That's like, Florence could be there, but maybe I just focus my attention on Mr. Cowboy, or like. But, like, it's a part of it. And I was like, oh, is it... Like, there were so many thoughts running through my head. Is it going to fuck it up? And I was like, maybe if I just enjoy it for what it is? Yeah. Yeah, I feel like... I kind of almost feel like we should have gone further. It would have been so difficult and awkward. But damn, would it make good content.
I think I would have kissed you.
Yeah. Yeah, we can kiss.
I could have gone that far. Maybe
no
we
more.
Would maybe we could have. We were kind of in a, it felt like a very safe space.
Yeah, it did feel safe. Like safe as in almost like friendly safe. Kissing would have been easy. I feel like I could have, I really could have enjoyed like a simultaneous cum, you know, like if there was two wands and we were both like enjoying that. And
I think it could have gone further.
Yeah, well, you know.
Next time.
Next time.
Next time.
Next time. Let's get Mr. Cowboy in for another shamari
session.
Especially when you're out on holiday for 2 weeks and you're not getting any fucking diok or punani. Like, I was dying, bro.
Yeah.
You're going to have to be my stunt dick.
I'll just wear a strap-on.
Yeah. Could you fuck me with a strap-on?
I don't know.
Oh, it'd be so weird hearing me moan. You know, like when you're with your friends and you finally hear that actual pleasure moan?
That would be the weird bit.
That would be, yeah. Because I don't sound like a... Well, I don't sound like porn. I don't sound like, oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, my God. Sometimes I catch myself and I'm like, fuck, what the fuck do I sound like?
I think we'd have to get into the mood. It would have to be like a content making session.
Yeah, I feel like we could fuck through content. Well, we can fuck through content.
Yeah.
We've basically done it.
Yeah. Go follow the OnlyFans account.
Yeah, OnlyFans.
We've already done.
Just request the behind the scenes bondage footage from the desert.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's fucking...
Mm. And the POV GoPro stuff that's coming out is going to be
wild.
Hot.
Yeah, hot. It's going to be
fucking You
hot.
See the real us, basically, in those. Yeah.
Okay, this question's fucking deep, man. What is my ickiest trait?
You farting.
Really?
Yeah.
Me farting?
Yeah, I really don't it. Yeah. You're the only person I know that farts in front of people.
Wait, person or woman?
Oh, what do you mean?
Like you don't know guys that fart in front of people? I'm the only person that you know farts.
I've had guys do it before, but not really.
Fuck,
not
man.
Not really. Yeah. People are pretty polite with their bowel movements.
Flatulence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a spectrum thing. Like, we've always been just really fucking, like, my mum with...
I do not mind burping. Burping is absolutely fine. It's farting in front of people that I'm like, could you please just do that away from me?
Oh my God. No,
that's an ick for me.
It's
that's
just...
That's like, I'm like, oh.
Like, gross. I'm gross. Gross now.
Yeah.
Fart and then kiss you. What are you going to do about it, Hans?
Yeah, no, that would be... No.
Yeah, I you're right. I don't know many people that fart in front of people, but, like, I know a lot, you know? Like, there are friends that I can hang out with where when we fart, it's, like, a funny thing, you know?
Yeah.
If I hang out with my sister, farting is hilarious. Yeah, a couple of friends. Some exes where farting was just, like, hilarious, but not everyone. Really, not everyone. Yeah. Jacob really isn't into it. At all.
Because it's an ick.
Yes. But like, bro, it's a medical thing. Like, I got IBS. If I need to go, I need to go. I can't stop myself. And I may as well make it into a hilarious thing. Otherwise, I feel like that's ickier when you like fart and you just ignore it. Like, I'm like, bro, it's comedy out of my ass. Why?
I'd rather people ignore it. And then I'm like, what's that smell? And then I'm like, for fuck's sake.
No, really. I think that's worse. I'm like, bro,
no.
I've just got all the bad parts of your fart when you could have made a hilarious noise and we could have joked and laughed about it together.
You can't always make a hilarious noise.
Not always, no. No.
But yeah, that's your ick for me.
Yeah,
do I have an ick for you?
I don't have one off the top of my head. Oh, like maybe a past ick? But like, this could be like my own baggage. I think when you were so dead set on the veganism, I think that was probably my ick.
Your ick?
Yeah. And like, I think the disagreements and the bickerings that we had about it, where it was like...
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yeah, we bickered about it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was just vegan for my health for a little bit, but then it ended up not being healthy. But I think I needed it. I needed my body to have like a cleanse.
Yeah, the reset. I think a lot, because I was definitely like really obsessive, like the veggie, vegan, eco warrior thing. And I think a lot of us went through that. We went through like a real fear of like eco anxiety. Ooh. A lot of us did. And I think
veganism became like the thing that you were doing that was like so good for the planet and like blah, 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 blah.
And people would shit on other people for not doing it either.
Yeah. Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed all those questions. But before we wrap up the podcast, we have some of your stories that we want to delve into very briefly.
Oh my God, I love these.
One curious fucker let their ex finger them in the backseat of their mum's car whilst the mum was driving.
Oh my fucking God. Oh my God.
No. Wow. No.
That's outrageous. I love.
Oh no.
Okay.
Oh.
Another listener masturbated and came in a Roman Catholic school for priests whilst visiting his friend.
That's you, Reed.
Yeah, that's definitely me. That sounds hot as fuck.
Someone got told to pee herself while at work and then handed them over in the office.
She must be talking about the underwear.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fucking dope.
Whoa.
I love that. That's actually turned me on.
Wow, yeah, you're into that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that sounds hot. Someone confessed they're married to a man but are bisexual, or at least bi-curious.
So someone's married to a guy but they are bisexual and they want to explore with other people.
I see. Yeah, I honestly think that happens to most people, right? Mm-hmm. Not just women, people.
Yeah. I mean, that could have happened to me.
Yes. Oh my God, you could have got married and then been like never living your lesbian life, your lesbian dream.
Yeah, I know. I feel like, I mean, this is why people come out like later in their life, because they accidentally marry someone.
Yeah.
That they're not actually sexually into.
Or they're just, they go through life thinking that that's what they want, and then they finally feel comfortable to be like, oh.
But also, when you are married, you can, you know, threesomes and all of that stuff. So
yeah, you can still.
Got dared by my ex to shit myself in public, and I did.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. What do you mean dared? No one shits themselves just for a dare.
Well, there had to be, they did.
There had to be some stakes there. There had to. I don't believe this.
Not like, no just one for just, a dare.
Yeah, it's got to be like, okay, I dare you to do this, and like maybe they were in a dare. I can't believe that you would shit to yourself, bro. How did you prove it as well?
How did you prove it? They must have been there at the same time.
So what? Like you were like, yeah, I've shit myself. You'd be like, no, you haven't. You would actually have to look in their pants for the shit.
But maybe they must be into it. They must be into shit. Like it must be a whole kink cool. for them both.
Yeah. Okay, I'm into that. That sounds good.
Yeah.
If it's platonic shitting, I don't want to know. But if there's kink behind it, yeah, that's fucking great.
Next one.
I squirted in a sauna and then he threw the... and he threw the squirt onto the heat element. I'm fucking dead. Yeah, that sizzle.
My partner's mum caught me sniffing her slippers and now she forgets a pair at our house.
Oh my fucking God.
Well, she's leaving you a treat.
In it. Fucking.
She's leaving you a little treat.
That's insane though. Imagine being that unhinged that you're like, okay, I saw my son-in-law. Son-in-law sniffing my fucking slippers.
When someone's mum had a threesome with her child's...
Friends?
Yeah. Fuck.
Fuck me. I mean, like, wouldn't put past anyone. Anyone's allowed to fancy anyone of anyone's age. It's just whether or not you cross that line.
Well, I hope that you enjoyed this episode, curious fuckers. And if you did, remember to share it far and wide and leave a rating and a review, because it gets our podcast into more people's ears. And we really do need to spread the word of the podcast at the moment. So, yeah, share this episode with a friend.
Yes, please do if you've enjoyed this episode. And of course, you can keep up to date with all of our shenanigans on Instagram. Posts, we do posts all the time, at Come Curious, and my personal account, ReedAmberX, and Florence's is Florence Bark.
And I guess, oh yeah, support us on Patreon, because times are hard. Lol.
Yes.
And we'll actually be putting the YouTube videos back up now, because we're finally out of our ban time.
Yes, so
yay!
This should be back on YouTube, and if it isn't, then yeah, we've had a break because we got censored because what we talk about is not okay for YouTube, and we nearly lost our whole fucking account. So yeah, we're back. Yay. For how long though? We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Until next week, see you next Thursday, curious fuckers.
See you next Thursday. Bye.